Andrew, can you give us an idea how the teams handled the whole Pagano thing?
Sorry, could you repeat the first part of that?
Can you give us an idea how the teams handled the whole thing with Coach Pagano?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, still guys sort of in shock a little bit. You know, I know I am. I don't think I fully realize the true breadth of the situation. You know, I think not having him out at practice on Monday was really a thing that hit guys. You know, and obviously we all feel for him, and are all behind him 100% in his battle, with leukemia, and, you know, we'll be behind him the whole way, and, you know, I firmly believe he'll make it through. But, you know, I think guys also, you know, try and make sure, you know, stay focused at the task at hand. I know that's what he'd want. But, you know, our thoughts are definitely with him.
How do things change, if at all, for you, Andrew, with the coaching change in the short term here?
You know, I try not to let that affect, you know me. I think all the players are trying not to let it affect them. You know, especially with Coach Arians taking over the head coaching duties as well as, you know, the offensive coordinator stuff. We had a short talk about making sure that none of the communication stops, you know, from quarterback to coordinator, to make sure, you know, that we're still getting the same meeting time in, still getting the, you know, the same dialogue in about plays, about defenses, whatever. So we may have to, you know, work a little extra to find that time, but other than that, I don't think, you know, it'll change too much, and it can't change too much, or else, you know, we'll be behind the eight ball.
How'd you enjoy your first NFL bye week?
It was nice. It was nice to relax. Went home to my parents' house in West Virginia and caught a basketball game on out of football field.
Wait, what?
The West Virginia Baylor college game felt like watching a basketball game.
Gotcha. We're a little slow up here sometimes. I'll speak for myself. Sorry.
Any benefit from a week four bye week, or kind of a weird time to have it?
You know, I don't know. This is my first bye week ever. You know, first NFL season ever. From what I understand, you know, some of the older guys say that it can make for a very long, you know, whatever, 13-week stretch. But, you know, it's the cards you were dealt. We'll make the most of it. It seemed to come at, you know, at a time when there were a lot of guys battling some injuries. So, you know, hopefully that we use that to get healthy again. But it'll be good.
What have been the most eye-opening things about NFL football over your first three games?
I think it's hard to get a win. And, it's very tough to get a win. There's a lot of good players all over the field, but it's been fun so far as well.
Andrew, we talk a lot in the media about speed of the game between college and the pro level, but I don't know that we really understand it. Can you give us a good grasp for how the speed changes from one level to the next?
Yeah, you know, I think really the linebackers are the biggest change. Obviously, DBs are going to be faster. You know, defensive linemen are going to be faster. But, you know, it seems as linebackers in this league can run with tight ends and running backs, you know. So that's been sort of the biggest adjustment.
Have you felt any pressure on you, considering, you know, the circumstances of replacing Peyton, face of the franchise, and, you know, everything that's gone into that? And how have you dealt with that?
Yeah, you know, I think one, I try to put a lot of, you know, pressure on myself to perform well. I think as an athlete you do. I mean, that's sort of coming from myself. It's not coming from any, you know, extracurricular or, you know, anything outside of maybe, you know, my teammates, coaches. So I've not viewed my position as, okay, I better perform this week because, you know, Peyton did X, Y, Z, or this guy did this week. I've never sort of bought into that. You know, I realize I'm in a great situation, regardless of who the quarterback was here before. You know, just so happens to be one of the best ever. You know, obviously probably a first ballot Hall of Famer. But I think I'd go crazy if I tried to, you know, wake up every morning and compare myself to Peyton. So I try not to let it, you know, affect me.
I know it's a different deal, but did you follow the stuff up here when Aaron Rodgers replaced Brett Favre? And can you kind of sympathize now with what he had to go through replacing a legend?
Yeah, no. As a football fan, I did follow it. You know, just as more of a casual fan following than a, you know, intense maybe diehard Packer fan would follow it. But you know, I'm sure, you know, hopefully someday I'll get to sit down with Aaron and talk about, you know, the situations, maybe some of the similarities and differences. And yeah, I guess I do sympathize a bit.
No, he went through it. There was a lot of, you know, backstory and not an ideal situation. The situation that you had to go through, it seemed like, you know, Peyton kind of opened the door and made it a little bit easier for you to handle. Do you feel that way? Do you take it that way?
Yeah, I think so. You know, he was, I think, one, you know, first rate, you know, very gracious individual. And you know, I'm sure he could have said some things or done some things that would have made the transition much harder, but, you know, he obviously didn't, and I'm grateful for that.
Who are some people that you've talked to that you've leaned on to just kind of help you deal with these really unprecedented expectations for a rookie?
That's a good question. I mean, my dad played in the league for a bit, so I've always tried to pick his brain, to ask him questions. You know, I think surrounded by great teammates here in Indianapolis. So good advice, you know, coming from a lot of different areas in the locker room. So those two, so different, you know, factors, I guess.
Andrew, going into Sunday, just what do you make out of the Packers' pass defense right now and where they're at?
You know, I think, obviously, Charles Woodson's, you know, premier player in this league. I think Williams and Shields are really good corners. I think they do a great job of getting their hands on balls and creating turnovers, and I think that follows, you know, the whole ethos of their defense of sort of creating sacks, turnovers, you know, negative plays. So it's something that, you know, we're gonna work very hard at trying to avoid. But we'll know it's going to be a true struggle.
When the tape goes on, do they tell you, first thing is first, find 21 and find 52?
Yeah, I think that's almost an unspoken, unwritten rule when you're playing this team. But, yes, that has been mentioned.
Last year we saw Cam Newton helped with, you know, Steve Smith kind of bringing along a veteran wide receiver. Can you talk a little bit about Reggie Wayne and, you know, what he's meant for you?
Yeah, I think Reggie does a great job of just leading by example and being and showing younger guys how to be a professional, especially me. You know, it's not to say he's coming over to me every play or after every play and saying, what were you thinking, or, you know, what do you think about this and this. You know, he's fairly quiet on the field, and but I think that makes him so much more effective as sort of a leader. So he's been a lot of fun to play with. He continually, I think, you know, amazes me and what he can do in year 12, 13, whatever it is, and he's fun to play with.